All right, this is David Tesar here with Channel 9 Live, and we are coming out of the day two keynote. And one of the things that we saw in the keynote was Windows Intune. So today we're going to do a little deeper dive on Windows Intune. And just so the audience knows here, after this live streaming session, we'll have Taste of TechEd. All right, today I am joined by Eric and Craig. Could you guys give our audience a little bit of an idea of what you do?
Oh, sure. My name's Eric Main. I'm the Director of Marketing for Windows Intune.
Craig Morris. I'm a Senior Program Manager with the product group of Windows Intune.
Cool. All right. So if any of you have questions, just tweet those to hashtag CH9Live, and we will get those. Anything that you want to ask them related to Windows Intune, we can tee up here. So one of the things in the keynote that they talked about was the fact that we're getting a large number of new devices coming into this whole new world of devices connected anywhere. How are some of the ways that Windows Intune can actually address those challenges?
Well, it's a good question. It's actually probably the top question I think our customers are dealing with right now. The old style of how you manage your environment, where your users came in, sat down at a desk, and sat down at a desktop, and you could manage them within their environment, that's kind of gone away. And so now what we're seeing is IT needing to deal with that kind of wave of consumerized devices come into their environment. And obviously, Windows are part of those devices. Devices people love, and they bring them to work, and they want to do their work on them. We actually saw a study just recently from IDC. They went out and asked end users, do you use a personal device to access business applications? And 69% of those users came back and said, absolutely, I use my personal device to access business applications. IDC then went and talked to the IT professionals and their organizations and said, you know, do you have users doing this as well? And the IT came back and said, I think 39% of them said, yes, we have people doing that. So there's a gap of about 35%.
Yeah, it was funny. We had that stat in the Consumerization of IT Foundation session yesterday, and we had the audience kind of chuckle at that because the IT pros, like, they realized that that's probably a true story, right? People are bringing devices. Kind of, we want to just act like it's not happening, but the reality is that you can't really stop the trend. Right?
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. I think probably for this audience here at TechEd, they're probably the most unwilling to stay within the bounds of IT. And one of the things you need to do from an IT standpoint is, how do you go out and make your users productive on the devices they want to use, in the environments they want to use, out on the internet, wherever they may be? How do you enable that? And that's what Windows Intune does.
Yeah.
And that's with this latest release, we're taking a whole new step in that direction around mobile device management and making that much easier for IT to handle.
Yeah. So I know that we have been on a really quick pace here. I remember covering the release.
Yeah.
March 2011 was our first launch of Windows Intune. Then we had another release in October, and now we have yet the third kind of major wave. What is changed from the past version?
So there's three major changes that with this latest release that we just announced yesterday and went live with yesterday. So we have we call it people-centric management. Basically, we're integrating with Active Directory and making it easier for IT to put the end user at the center and figure out what applications they need access to and make sure they're well managed. Two, we have mobile device management. So you have in one device or in one console, you have the ability to manage PCs, but also mobile devices such as Windows Phone, iOS, Android devices. And then the third is a user self-service portal, where you can involve the end user in the management of their devices, so they have kind of one place to go to take part in that. So Windows Intune helps with all that. I have to say also, I should probably turn to Craig, because you think about that development cycle, that six-month cycle, and so I, as the marketing guy, get to take that and, great, we're going to do these new three things, great. I think that's, you know, 6 months of Craig's life that we're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different experience coming from a traditional type of box product where you're spending 2 or 3 years building something. And now you're in a cadence where you're actually shipping every 6 months. So it's definitely a different mindset within the engineering team around how do we ship every 6 months? How do we keep adding those features that really add value each and every time that we're shipping? So
maybe to our developer audience here, we don't want to totally ignore you. What are some things you could speak to them about that kind of cadence?
Yeah, a lot of the changes that we had to kind of internalize was around the fact that you don't have to be necessarily quite so passionate about the features that you're building. You know, if they're not quite ready, let's move them out to a later release when they are ready. You want to make sure you're still shipping a quality product. So if they're not quite ready, let's move them out. But you want to make sure that you have enough value in each one of those cycles to make sure that customers are compelled to keep purchasing and keep subscribing. So it's definitely a different mindset as far as the passion that a lot of engineers have around building products. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. Also, of course, it's a service as well. So,
Yep. So
that feedback mechanism is much more constant, and we have a much tighter relationship with our customers and partners because they're living the product every day, and we're right there along with them.
Yeah, there's a lot more immediate feedback on exactly what's working, what's not working in the product, and being able to make those changes at such a rapid pace as well. So we're able to put something out there, get some feedback, keep tuning it until we get to the point where it's really, really successful for our customers. So.
Yeah, I gotta say, I personally was pretty impressed by the amount of things that we put into the product. Going from no mobile device management to pushing apps to iOS and Android devices and having synchronization with your on-premise Active Directory, that's quite impressive. But I think instead of me talking about it, It's always best to kind of see what that looks like. So,
yep.
Craig, could you maybe dive in
definitely
and we
do
can
some
take
demonstrations
a look at
here? So, first thing I want to point out is we're actually managing all the machines here at TechEd, the lab machines, through Intune, Windows Intune. This is a live production environment, connecting to our cloud-based data centers, and these are all the devices that we're currently managing for the North American TechEd. You see we have 376 devices that are currently being managed, making sure they're up to date as far as antivirus signatures, as far as software updates, for example. But what we want to talk about, let's talk about Active Directory and the synchronization that we now have with the on-premise Active Directory environment. So here we have a list of all the users that we currently have that we've synchronized with Active Directory. What I can then do is I can actually create a new group using these users. And I can also use security group. So what I'm going to do is create an AD user group. And what I'm going to do is actually use some of the on-premise security groups that this customer has. And let's do the help desk, let's do the production team. Always good to make sure we take care of the production team. So what I'm going to do then is actually create this group. And you can see that I'm going to use the production team security group. And that group is now created. And what I can do is I can then target software at these users. And then when they connect to the self-service portal, they're going to see a list of applications that administrator has deemed appropriate for those particular users. So when a user goes to the self-service portal, they're not seeing all of the applications that the customer has, but they're seeing applications that have been targeted to them. Our administrator spent a lot of time today without a self-service portal receiving requests from users saying, I need this piece of software, I need this piece of software. By doing this, we're actually able to target them.
So could you give a little back end on how that actually works? How did you get all of the user groups synchronized there? Could you show that?
Sure, I can't actually show it here, but I can definitely explain it.
Yeah, sure.
So with the Active Directory on-prem, we actually used Active Directory DirSync, and we're synchronizing to the Azure AD cloud. And then Intune is actually pulling all those users and security groups down from being hosted in Azure AD.
Okay, and is that going to be the same Azure Active Directory as you might use in Office 365?
Exactly the same one, yep. So you will be able to share so it's one synchronization they would need to do for both products.
Okay, so you get that DirSync agent on one of your DCs,
yep.
Sync it up, and as long as you're using the same account, portal that for Azure Active Directory, you can have Office 365 and Intune utilize those same users groups
exactly
to
yep.
manage things.
And then obviously that's all controlled on-prem, so you get to make sure that you're synchronizing what you want to synchronize. So,
okay. I'm going to take a quick pause here. If you have any questions for our live audience, hashtag CH9Live, send those here and we will get those teed up. All right. So I noticed that you started to show us the self-service portal. Can
Correct.
You keep on going and see what
yep,
that looks
like? Yep, I can most definitely. So we've kind of switched from now, I was the IT administrator, now I'm switching to the end user. Mm-hmm. So what I'm able to do here as an end user, I'm able to see applications that my administrator's made available to me. I can actually also manage my devices. So I can go in here and see a list of all the devices that I currently own or have enrolled in the system. You'll see I have an iPad here. I also have Windows 7 machines. I also have a tablet, which we'll be demonstrating later in the week. But I can also add additional devices. So if I've been given permission to have a license, I can also download the client onto my Windows 7 devices and manage additional devices. I can also contact my IT department. So I'm having trouble with anything, I can actually also contact them. But obviously the main thing I want to do is get an application. And these are the applications that my administrator has made available to me. I can click on them, for example. I can see that I've already installed it on my tablet, but I haven't installed it on these other machines here, so I can go ahead and install them. You'll see that it's only showing the devices here that are actually supported for that application. So I have a different type of application. It'll only show, for example, if I have an iOS-based application, it's only going to show my devices that support that platform.
Okay, that makes sense. And can you install these on, it sounds like you can install those on different machines even if you're not there.
Correct. I can actually go ahead and tee it up and install it on another machine that's in my office.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. As far as the mobile device management, how does that actually work?
So we're actually using the Exchange Active Sync technology. So we're able to get all the information and set policy, set security policy, similar to what Exchange would do, but at a admin console. Through the ActiveSync connector, and then we're also able to distribute through our self-service portal, which is not using the ActiveSync Exchange ActiveSync connector.
Okay. So for our audience, whether you're a developer or IT pro, what kinds of applications are you allowed to put up there in the cloud to push out?
Basically, you know, the line of business types of applications that you traditionally have within your customer that you want to actually deploy to those devices as well.
So. Okay.
Well, for there's two actually aspects to that
two,
question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's the
Windows
mobile,
PC
yeah.
aspect. Yeah. And so for that, you know, we do all EXEs, MSIs.
Exactly.
So you have a lot of flexibility there. And then for mobile devices, we usually explain it. It's anything where you have access to the full bits, right?
It's a line of business application. You're essentially sideloading onto those devices. But for PCs, yeah, it's pretty much anything that's an MSI or an EXE. We can distribute through the system. We can either push it out through those devices, or we can just make it available to the user to then decide when they want to install it. So.
Yep.
Okay. Could we see what that looks like in the console as far as where the apps
Absolutely.
Are at?
So let's go back to the console, and let's go to software. And we can see that we have managed software. If we look at the managed software, you can see the various types of applications we have. You can see we actually have some iOS-based applications, and we also have some applications we've been testing with. On the Android platform as well.
Okay. So then when you go to manage the deployment, that's where I guess you can deploy that out to your existing groups and users?
Yep, it's going to bring me up a list of all the groups that I have available to me. I can select the group I just created. I can add that. So now I'm actually going to deploy the Dolby Reader to this particular group. And then I can choose to make it available. Because it's a user group, I'm going to say that I want to actually make it available or do not install. In this case, I do want to say, let's make it available. And I push finish. And then that has now been published to those users in that group.
Okay,
so it's as simple as that.
That makes sense. And then, I know this has been around since the start of Intune, but maybe just to kind of ground our audience on how this works from the client side, what do they need to actually go and install on the client?
So the only thing they need to install is the Intune client agent on those devices, and that's what I was showing earlier. Is that I can actually add a device here, I can download this piece of software here, so the end user can actually do that, or the administrator can do that when they're building those machines, and then once that's installed, they have full functionality as far as inventory, software updates, any malware. As well as software distribution policy.
That makes sense. I know one thing that I've liked that's been around since the beginning, nothing new, but is the remote assistance.
Yep.
So I have had some people who say, well, oh, you can do that via Live Messenger or whatever else, but the reality is you've got users who may not have that software. They may not know where everything's at. So I don't know if you have the Intune agent, maybe or maybe not, I don't know.
I do not have it on this device.
Okay,
that's
no, right. That's okay. All right. So yeah, I mean it's nice and easy. You have the Windows Intune console, you click request assistance, and on the right those users get that.
Right, and it's routed direct to IT, which is of course the right thing instead of users just sort of randomly searching the organization for someone to assist them. Yeah.
Exactly. What do we see from business cases or business scenarios maybe of where this is really driving value for users?
There's probably three different sort of customer types, honestly, that are using the product or in process right now. The first is we have partners who are building businesses where they use this to manage as a full service, manage smaller organizations. They come in, they say, great, we're going to take care of keeping you secure and well managed. you know, will give you insight into what's actually running on your PCs, that inventory capability, which we actually don't spend enough time talking about, but it's hugely valuable to be able to understand what's actually running in your environment and actually honestly see it in just a matter of hours of your original install. So there's kind of partners using it to manage organizations. The second big area we see are organizations that they know they need to manage their PCs and mobile devices, but they have trouble kind of maintaining that infrastructure. And Windows Intune's great for that. You know, the simple fact is we have people like Craig and the ops team running a data center that is kind of serving as their IT. And so they're getting this, you know, enterprise class IT infrastructure being applied to them with really no on-premise implementation. And so we see a lot of customers that kind of need that level of management and see this as a way to do it without taking on the extra cost and burden of an on-premise structure. And then the third area we see, and this is of course growing right now with the introduction of this most recent wave, are customers that they're pretty happy with their on-premise management that they have today, but they need to find a way to go after this mobile device management. And when I say mobile device management, I should probably mention, we certainly are talking about tablet PC tablets and smartphone devices, but we're also talking just about end users that never come into the office and never VPN in. And those, every organization you talk to, they've got that 10%, 20% use case where like their sales department never comes into the office and they start having to do backflips to make sure that they can manage those PCs well. And Windows Intune gives them a way of sort of filling in those gaps in their current management structure.
Yeah. Speaking, I think, to kind of your middle category of maybe somebody that doesn't have a lot of management infrastructure, they're kind of growing. I know that I worked with an organization, Save the Children, and they actually had no management infrastructure at all. And they had, you know, a bunch of PCs all around the world, and they actually saved a lot of money because they were paying for anti-malware software, which is included in Windows Intune. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any management solutions, so they had their staff folks running around, like literally going in and doing manual installs of the software, you know, that they needed to push out. Yep. And like, so they saved themselves not only just all the money that they had in their licensing costs for their anti-malware, but obviously the cost, I know there's a number of IDC studies and things, costs on Intune is pretty huge, yeah.
It's pretty dramatic. I love the Save the Children example because, of course, you can envision they're sending staff, you know, all over the world to where there's, you know, really very little infrastructure in many of these places. Yeah. And now with Windows Intune, they're able to reach those devices, deploy software when they need to, even understand what's going on those devices. And of course, because of the anti-malware capabilities, you're doing proactive monitoring as well. You're spotting problems before the end user has to. And it's in cases like that, it's a great example.
Yeah, I mean, just keeping the software up to date, because as soon as you go out and visit, you know, Sneakernet, say for example, as soon as you deploy that piece of software, you know, 3-6 months later, or even in the case of updates, it's out of date, you know, next week. So being able to just keep those machines up to date and on the latest versions.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that I actually, after the consumerization of IT session, I had somebody come up, and I get this question a lot. So mobile device management, what are we doing there? And it's like, I get this question, okay, yes, we can deploy apps, and then people start asking, well, what else can you do? And of course, right, we know we can deploy policies and things like that.
Right.
What is maybe some of the forward-looking things we have with the Windows Intune service in terms of mobile device management or the platform all up?
So, I mean, looking forward, what you can see is one of the great things, I think, about Windows Intune, we have the team that's building Windows Intune. It's the same team that builds System Center, Configuration Manager. And so there's an immense amount of expertise about what's the life of the IT pro like in this space. But one of the things we're doing is stepping back and asking ourselves, some of these features and functionalities, are they best provided through the cloud, or are they really, you know, really well designed for on-premise management? And so you think about mobile device management, it's a great example. That makes sense from the cloud. Those are connected devices that are outside the network. Through the cloud makes a whole bunch of sense. And so what we're going to continue to do with Windows Intune and Configuration Manager is work on keeping that IT pro in mind that has that management security challenge, but then go through and come up with a way to make sure that they're able to sort of reach all their users in kind of the most efficient way possible through those two products.
Yeah, and I come back to also the frequent release cycle. It's like, you look at, we've done zero mobile device management 6 months ago too. Yep. Now we push apps. Like, you can start, you know, to think of, well, what are the kinds of things, if we're releasing at that kind of pace, what, you know, how we're going to continue to innovate on things. And I think when you get to a cloud service, right, it's you're buying into the company and the commitment that we're making to updating the service, right?
Right.
So, you know,
that's one of the key benefits. I mean, obviously, we're able to update all of the server infrastructure ourselves.
Right.
So the only thing that's really being upgraded from a customer point of view is their client that's on that device. So it cuts down a lot of time it normally takes to roll out a new version of a management software.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do we, I know that some of our customers, you know, we've got an IT Pro audience here that have System Center, probably Configuration Manager.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we mentioned the niche case. Where do we see kind of the balance there and how we see that working together?
Well, to be frank, it's one of the reasons why I love the fact that we have this integrated engineering team, because again, they're sort of living that experience from that same IT Pro's perspective. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's for each individual company, it's their own line. They each have different mobility needs, you know, different profiles. They have different levels of management that they want to go to. You know, Configuration Manager, it's a great product. It has a lot of fidelity when you get down to what you can do and how finely you want to tune each device. Whereas with Windows Intune, especially so on the PC management side, you know, we've got that core scenario is really well covered. But we don't have that extra fidelity that you may need if you're, you know, for example, very interested in doing OS distribution, and that's something you want to be able to do from your management console. That's great for System Center Configuration Manager right now. And so that's sort of the line we currently use is we kind of ask each customer, we try to give them a good range of tools to solve their needs and then have them sit down and sort of figure out which one's right for them. We do see customers, by the way, that go all one way, you know, all Windows Intune. We see others, of course, that go with Configuration Manager. And we also see customers that do a blend of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things I know that some people actually don't realize is, at least right now, you know, you get licenses also for the latest version of Windows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you purchase a service, you no longer have to worry about, right, okay, I need to have an upfront large cost for buying all this software. What are we seeing some of the advantages of people, you know, in that space?
There's a couple. I mean, one of them, of course, is just purely simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're buying a subscription from Microsoft, and you now have, you know, access to the latest and best Windows operating system. So Windows 7 Enterprise, and then when Windows 8 comes out, that'll be Windows 8 Enterprise. It's a great offering so that you cannot worry about it. You simply buy your subscription. You have access to these management tools, and you have access to the most recent and up-to-date operating system. It makes it very simple for the end users. And we see a lot of customers actually go from Windows XP Pro, where they put Windows Intune onto Windows XP Pro, as we talked about. That very quickly gets them into a secured state. It lets them understand all the applications that are running on those machines. And then it allows them to upgrade to that most recent version, that enterprise class version with, you know, great features like BitLocker, et cetera.
All right, well, we are out of time, but next up we are going to have the Taste of TechEd, so stay tuned right after this for that. And then at 11:30, we're going to have a live interview with Jeff Woolsey. Rick Claus will be doing that interview, so tweet your questions to #CH9Live, and we'll see you later.